From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said Tuesday that South Korea has his support in its efforts to try to end the 1950s war with North Korea. Trump spoke to reporters as he sat next to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the start of their meeting on Tuesday in Florida.
People don't realize the Korean War has not ended. It's going on right now, and they are discussing an end to the war. So, subject to a deal, they would certainly have my blessing, and they do have my blessing to discuss that.
Trump also said a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could take place in early June.
We've also started talking to North Korea directly. We have had direct talks at very high levels, extremely high levels, with North Korea.
One passenger was killed and seven injured when the engine on a Southwest Airlines flight failed Tuesday. Witnesses say engine parts hit a window and a passenger was almost sucked out of the jet before pilots made an emergency landing in Philadelphia. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Southwest Airlines Flight 1380, en route from New York City to Dallas, made an emergency landing in Philadelphia with part of the cover on its left engine ripped off and a window damaged. There were 143 passengers and five crew on the flight. One passenger sent video on Facebook Live of passengers in oxygen masks as the Boeing 737 prepared for emergency landing. A photo posted of the exterior of the plane on Twitter appears to show a window missing on the side with the broken cowling. The plane landed safely, and Southwest says everyone was taken off the flight. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is VOA News. Global chemical weapons inspectors have now entered the Syrian town of Douma, the place where a suspected chemical attack killed at least 40 people earlier this month. The U.S. and France are worried that the site may have already been tampered with. Russia said Tuesday it did not understand the basis for British and American allegations that it was conducting a global cyber espionage campaign. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters in a conference call that the two countries have not presented any evidence.
Neither our colleagues in the U.S. nor our colleagues in Britain still don't bother to search for any kind, even weak reasoning. So the essence and the unfounded nature of these accusations hasn't changed.
Monday, the United States and Britain announced that Russian government-backed hackers had infected computer routers around the world, targeting government agencies, businesses, and critical infrastructure. The UN Refugee Agency says a sharp increase in intercommunal violence in central Mali has forced about 3,000 people to flee for their lives to Burkina Faso over the past few weeks. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Before this latest influx, Burkina Faso had been hosting some 24,000 Malian refugees since the start of Mali's conflict in 2012. These new arrivals are putting more pressure on the humanitarian needs and the ability of aid agencies to meet them. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says his agency fears more people will flee as extremist and intercommunal violence escalates. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Police fired tear gas at Shiite Muslim protesters Tuesday in the Nigerian capital Abuja during a second day of fights with demonstrators who are demanding the release of their religious leader. The new UN representative for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, warned the Security Council Tuesday that reports of a possible military operation around a major urban center and a key seaport could ruin any hopes of ending the country's civil war. The port of Hodeida is Yemen's fourth largest city and is densely populated. Its port is a key lifeline, handling nearly 80% of the country's food imports. Yemen's UN ambassador said the government has no intention of advancing on Hodeida. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.